Women's Shiur, Wednesday afternoon on Chavis Halbavus, Wednesday Lamed Nisan, first day Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Shar Yichud HaMaisa. We're up to Perek Vav in Shar Yichud HaMaisa. And maybe we're going to end today. We'll go through the Perek. We've talked about what to learn next. A few people expressed interest in learning Shar Bitachin again. Is that true? Or the people here don't have an interest? I have to let Mrs. Knoll handle it. I can't handle the polling data. Well, I don't know how she's going to know, because we're putting in an ad. Okay, we're in Shar Yichud HaMaisa, Chavis HaLovis, and we're in Perek Vav, the last Perek. Oh, we were just talking about you. Not Lashon Hara even. Nothing bad. So, hopefully we'll finish Shar Yichud HaMaisa today, and to get the ad in, we have to decide what's next. Aval Hazahirus Machshava Ushmirasa Perek Vav. Aval Hazahirus Machshava Ushmirasa, taking care. If Yichud HaMaisa, if the whole Shara teaches us nothing else, it should teach us how careful we have to be with what's in our thoughts. Our intentions, our thoughts, our frame of mind. This is something people usually, I don't know, usually. This is something people all too often neglect. Even if they do mitzvahs. We're talking about Shomrei Torah and mitzvahs. You keep Shabbos, you make Kiddush, you don't do malacha, you're careful, but all too often we don't think about what we're doing. We don't think about what Shabbos means, what it represents, what it's supposed to teach us. We have a nice mezuzah on the door, we even kiss it when we enter a room. But we don't think what the mezuzah is doing for us, why we have a mezuzah. What is a mezuzah? What is it saying about us? What is it saying about the house? So everything is, so many things. This is Chavis HaLevavos, classic Chavis HaLevavos. And specifically, Shar Yichud HaMaisa says that if you don't focus your thoughts that you're doing it because it's Hashem's will, so first of all, a lot of the schar of the mitzvahs, we can't say everything, even the Chavis HaLevavos doesn't say everything, but a lot of the schar of the mitzvah, which means a lot of the value of the mitzvah, even if we want to think that we don't care so much about schar, which of course we do, but a lot of the value of the mitzvah is lost. Mamish fapatert, you say in Yiddish. It's just wasted. We say in Uvolotzion, you know, there's a phrase, Laman lo nigal arik. We shouldn't toil for naught. You know, you get up early in the morning and a man gets up early in the morning, let's say, and he puts on tefillin and he davens, a woman gets up early to make challah, to be mafresh challah. And if you don't think about what you're doing and what it means and why we're doing it, or you don't think that you're doing it at the very basic level because it's the will of Hashem, but you just, you know, either do it by rote or because that's what you were taught, you gotta do it. And there's this vague, you know, yeah, oh, it's a mitzvah. Like, even to think that a mitzvah means it's the will of Hashem, and you're serving Hashem by doing this, and according to the Chavis HaLevavos, it would be wonderful if you think, oh, I owe Hashem so much, this is the least I can do, this is my way of saying thank you to Hashem. This is what He wants me to do as my expression of gratitude. So, if you don't have those thoughts, it's a waste. The Chavis HaLevavos calls it a waste. And therefore, being careful about your machshava and guarding, you know, we guard what we do a lot. And we guard what we see. And we guard what we, you know, but we don't guard our thoughts maybe enough. We don't guard our thoughts and we don't implant good thoughts in our minds. And therefore, the Chavis HaLevavos says, Roy Lucha, Shalotis Aleim, don't ignore Lifkod Machshavta V'rayonecha V'sarape Lipcha. Think about your thoughts. Don't ignore what goes on in your head. Don't think that it's all about deeds. Now we're mechuyev to do deeds, and we're cautioned not to do certain deeds. But he says, don't forget about your thoughts, because that's where the main, and this is what he wrote in his Hakdama. And the reason he sums it up here is because, you know, we learned about the Yetzirah's, how the Yetzirah gets you to do different Averis in Perek Hay, and very, very, very long Perek. So, but it all breaks down from Yichud HaMaisa. You know, about doing a mitzvah, because it's Hashem's will, that's like a Chomas Barzel, an iron wall. But if once I'm doing a mitzvah because I'm expected to do it, my neighbor's looking at me, even if we don't consciously think that way, but we, you know, we're going along with the steger, in Yiddish you say, with the steger of life. You know, Kobe wrote. You know, we're just doing, and it never enters your mind that you're doing it because it's Hashem's will. Then there's room for it to break down, because sometimes other things will be more pleasurable, and other things will be more exciting, and other things will be more enticing. And the breakdown of all the areas that the Yetzirah finds a way to wedge himself into your soul, all the things that were mentioned in Perek. In this Perek, all start off with the main breakdown. I'm doing this because it's Hashem's will, and this is my way of saying thank you to Hashem. And now he says a very powerful sentence, which, you know, once in a while there's a sentence I say you should print it out and put it on your refrigerator. So this is one of them, the next sentence. Ki rov hahefsid v'hatikun b'mayisim, most of the ruination or the value of your actions lo yiyye ki im machamosam, are only because of your thoughts. Most of the things, the nisyonos we have, are because of the thoughts in our heads, and we don't pay attention to our thoughts. He says, if we think about Olam Haba, right? People generally, even from Jews, they don't think about Olam Haba. They don't think about everything in the world as Dvar Hashem. Every event is Dvar Hashem. Right? The whole world mitigates against that. People don't think about that Hashem's watching them. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somit. Everything we do is being videotaped. Right? You tell a person, there's a camera in the Beis Medrash, which there is, by the way. There's a camera in the Beis Medrash besides Hashem's camera. We also have a camera. That's also Hashem's camera, right? So everybody will talk differently and act differently. We know that that's true. We know that if we think someone's watching us, we daven Shmoneh Esrei differently. We talk differently. So Hashem's always watching us. So this is something you have to have in mind. Rov hahefsid v'hatikun b'mayisim, the breakdown is in the mind, because you don't think about the value of what you're doing. According to the value and the ruination of your thoughts, that's going to impact the deeds that you do. And this is, but the battlefield is really, and again, this is Yichud HaMaisis, totally in the mind, because the actions, when he's talking to from people, he's talking to people who are doing all the mitzvahs. Kama Shomer HaKosov. Right, I mean, a man, let's say, is careful to have beautiful tefillin, with all the chumras. But ask him, what do the tefillin mean? What are the tefillin? What are they supposed to make you think about? What are they supposed to represent? What do the tzitzis, you know? You could end up wasting the whole mitzvah. If you take chai, you have a beautiful kiddush cup, where you sit in a sukkah. So sukkah, maybe we're more used to the idea that we are supposed to think about why we're sitting in a sukkah.
or a Kiddush cup, you're being Makadosh Shabbos, but you know, you say, oh, I have such a beautiful Shabbos table, but it's vapatert, it's wasted if you don't think about why we have Shabbos. So you're wasting. And that's what we say, Laman lo nigal arik. And he brings down Psukim now that the battlefield of our lives is in our minds and thoughts, in our thoughts. Kamashomer akosuv, mikol mishmar nitzor libcha, kimimenu totzol schayim. That's a pasuk in Mishlei. It's a very, very powerful pasuk. From everything you watch, we watch our money, we watch our children, for sure, right? We watch our houses, we watch our windows, we make sure there's bars on the windows so people shouldn't fall out. We make sure there's bars on the windows so other people shouldn't crawl in. But from everything you watch, whether it's your money or anything, Netzor Libcha, Shlomo Melech says. And that we don't, we have to put up bars in our minds to keep things out, and we have to put up bars in our mind to keep things from falling out. That we forget, right? The people, because those are, that's the thing that's going to determine your life, your thoughts. And when people are not used to this, even from people, that the avoda Hashem, and being a more spiritual person, being obeyed Hashem, it's in the mind. According to Chavis HaBavos, in a general sense, it's I feel grateful to Hashem. That's certainly an emotion. That's a thought, right? You can learn Hilchos Brachos. People learn Hilchos Brachos, and they know Hilchos Brachos, and you have to know Hilchos Brachos. I'm not minimizing that you have to know the halacha, but Hilchos Brachos is only, according to the Chayvus Halvodas, it's a small part of the battle. But you have to feel grateful to Hashem that He gave us fruit. Yeah, that's why the more chashuv brachas are the more specific ones, right? They come first, they precede the more general brachas, like Shahakol Niyeh Bidvaro. Because you're able to focus more on thanking Hashem. Halavai we would focus on thanking Hashem when we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shahakol Niyeh Bidvaro. And it's hard because you have to think that Hashem is Melech HaOlam. Wow, like we're happy if we say the words, right? Because other people say Bagdam Achalam, right? And some people don't even say a bracha. Bracha Achrona, I decided when I was like 17 years old that most people don't make a bracha Achrona. I stood by the water fountain in Philadelphia Yeshiva, and even a soda machine, and nobody made a bracha Achrona. Who thinks of making a bracha Achrona? Okay. Nothing. Yeah, maybe.
Can I ask, how is it that we're allowed to say Hirhurim Mutarim?
What?
How are we allowed to say then Hirhurim Mutarim if you're not really supposed to be focusing all the time?
What does Hirhurim Mutarim mean?
Other thoughts that are not permissible on Shabbat.
That's a technicality, Hirhurim Mutarim. I'm not allowed to say I'm going to Yerushalayim tomorrow on Shabbos. Right. But I'm allowed to think that I'm going to Yerushalayim tomorrow.
Well,
it's a technical halacha. It's a technicality. Because when Chazal asserted, that's only, it's mitrabanon, you're not doing a malacha. When Chazal asserted it, they only asserted the deed, not the thought. Right? It's like saying you can use something that's muktzah, that's orach gufo. It's just a technicality that something's mutter. There's no mitzvah to do it. It's mutter. They didn't forbid it. They only forbade the action. But the Chavis HaLovas is not talking about that. He wants us to think about Shabbos. He wants us to think about Shabbos when we're making Kiddush. Right? Instead of thinking how beautiful the table is and how nice it is that the family's together, which it is. It is. But Kiddush means you're toasting the Shabbos, you're praising the Shabbos, and you're saying Zechel Ma'aseh Bereishis, and you're saying Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if people would think about what that means, they would wonder how Shabbos is Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. But they don't think. That's what he wants you to think about. He wants you to think about when you take challah, what you're doing. He wants you to think about everything. He wants you to think about when you're eating. So I was talking about making a bracha. So a person could expand people from people, good people, even Talmid Chachamim, expend their energies to learn Hilchas Brachas, and they don't, and this is why the Chavis of Ovis is such a valuable sefer, because he wakes us up, that don't expend your energy only on knowing the right bracha to make, expend, that's what he's saying here, think, put thoughts in your head, thank you Hashem, you gave us fruit, it has a nice color, it smells good, it tastes good. That's what a bracha is.
You're thanking Hashem. So we tell our kids, when you're making a bracha, you're saying thank you to Hashem. But it's something you have to feel. You see, all of this, we get stuck in the action. Talking is also an action. We get stuck there because nobody sees our thoughts, and it's harder to control our thoughts. And but at least, you know, it's an avoda. It's not a terrible avoda, right? My wife tries to get me, she says, when you eat, concentrate on your food. Don't read, and don't talk, and don't, just concentrate on the food. My Rosh Hashiva of Abba Berman Zatzal told me the same thing. You have to concentrate on your food when you eat, as a way of, you know, or else you don't realize what your intake is. They weren't talking about that. That's what, but I am. I'm saying, you know, once you're thinking thoughts while you're eating, so you can think a lot of things which we never dream of thinking of. According to the Chavis Haldovis, it would be a very fine value to think about the mon. Think about the mon. Hashem provided food to Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar. So first of all, you say, wow, bread, or whatever it was, the equivalent of bread, the most, if bread is the staff of life, the nutrition, nutritionally speaking, so the mon was, why is the mon called lechem? It wasn't from the five minim of grain, right? We don't know what it was, some sort of seed. It wasn't from the chita, sora, kusmin, shibol, shul, sheepbone, but it was called lechem, because lechem is a concept, not just a piece of bread, it's a concept. So when it says lechem and hashemayim, it means conceptually Hashem was giving sustenance from shemayim. But if you think that, and you think, yay, you know, it's just as much of a miracle that it comes from the aretz as it comes from shemayim. We're just used to it, that it comes from the aretz. You have a little seed, it disintegrates, and it ends up growing, I don't know, 100 times, 1,000 times, what, even if the seed wouldn't have disintegrated, right? It grows stalks, and the stalks have shibolim. The shibolim have many, many seeds. So where did all those seeds come from? So you say hamotzi lechem min haaretz, and you say, okay, if Hashem was motzi lechem in hashamayim, which the Yerushalmi says was the bracha they made on mon, hamotzi lechem in hashamayim, then you go, whoa, unbelievable. But the truth is, min haaretz is just as unbelievable. So that's what the Chavis Haldovis wants us to think, and that's what he's saying here. And our actions will rise and fall, meaning they'll be. It's really the Malon Nigala Rick, because we're walking the walk. We're talking to from people here. We're anyway walking the walk and talking the talk, and we're doing everything, and we're being most enough to do things. There's things we'd like to do, probably, that we don't do. Maybe we'd like to eat. Like to try out the McDonald's. No, I can't say that anymore because it has a hechsher, even if it's the Rabbanut. But maybe you'd like to try out the cheeseburger. And we don't. So, but see, this is already hard because kashrus is not simple to grasp onto, but at least once in a person's life they should read Rav Shamshon of Paul Hirsch. They could ask Rabbi Malinowitz, what is kashrus all about? What's the point? Why am I refraining from eating a cheeseburger? Basal b'chalav, like, what's the big deal? Why does Hashem care? Is it mamish a chok? Or is there a concept involved? So that's what the Chavis Haldovis is exhorting us here, because then it breaks down. Once you don't know what you're doing, and especially, I'm adding, after I don't know what it's called, this, like the scientific revolution. It's not called that. Like you have to. No, I don't mean the industrial revolution. No, when science, like Newton, when the Gedolim started the Enlightenment, yeah, and people started thinking, people started becoming less from, people started becoming atheistic, and people started becoming more scientific in their thinking, more rational, more scientific. So unfortunately, the Yetzer Hara took over, and instead of like Chavis Halvava style, looking at the world, Shara HaBechina style, and if you're a rational person, you deepen your belief in Hashem, and you see it even more, and you see it everywhere you look. So the Yetzer Hara took over, whether it was Freud, or Darwin, or Marx, and the most amazing things in the world, they were accurate from Hashem. But you are supposed to think about these things, and we maybe have more responsibility, because it's the whole, the world is like a more, less superstitious, more rational. So people think religion is superstition. But religion is the most rational thing in the world. Mikol mishmor netzar libecha. From all the things you watch your mind the most. Lev in Tanakh is a combination of heart and soul and mind. Kimimenu totzos chayim. Then he brings down a whole slew of psukim from the Torah. Ki yetzalei v'odam ramen urav. The heart's not good. The mind. V'omar ki adati yasitzro. Right? That's Hashem bemoaning the fact that B'nai Yisrael will be chote. He doesn't blame it on their actions. He blames it on their minds. V'omar ki kol levavos dorish Hashem. V'chol yetzer machshavos meivin. V'omar ki kor ve'lecha adover ma'od. Bepicha ubilavavcha la'asoso. Bepicha is a lot of what we do is with the mouth. In Yiddishkeit, we daven, we learn Torah, benod machavero. A lot of it is talking, the way we talk to people, the way we answer them, the way we treat them in our speech. Ubilavavcha. Now, Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Yichud Hamaisa, these are all in the lave. V'omar Ma'ashem Sho'el Mi'imcha Ki'im Li'ira. Right? That's a V'ayira Ein Ela B'lev. This is something in the lave. V'harayon V'amachshava. V'alkein. Now he comes back to Yichud Hamaisa specifically. Till now he talked about the Hashivas and the value and the importance of guarding your thoughts, but implanting things into your head. You're supposed to think about things. That's like a lost art, you know. You have to think about things. When, instead of always being plugged into music, or instead of listening to a shir, which is a fine thing to do, but it has limited value, because usually we know ourselves. Like, you listen to a shir, even on tape, I'm not even talking about live, where you get to see me, but on tape, right, you're listening to thousands, millions of shiurim out there, and you know, you're doing the dishes, and you're listening to a shiur, so it's wonderful, but it's only wonderful for those 35 minutes.
It stimulates you to think.
Right. Oh, but that means the point is to think, right, and the question is, do we do that? When do we ever think? We're always getting stimulated our whole lives. And so that's what it's supposed to do. That's what the Chavis Lubavitcher wants us to do. It wants us to stimulate the think. But people, when they think, they feel like they're wasting their time. I didn't do anything. You're going to talk to me. I didn't do anything. I could have listened to a shiur. I didn't even listen to a shiur. I just thought. But the Chavis Lubavitcher holds that's the most valuable thing you can do. Think about Hashem. Think about how grateful you are to Hashem. All the gifts he showered upon you where you are today, even if you're right, not everything is the way you would want it. Chavis wants you to know that it's the best possible place you could be in. Hashem is only mative. Maybe he gave you an nisayon. Maybe he put you in a situation where you have to work on your midos, which is a tremendous gift from Hashem, because that's going to be something that's going to be of value forever and ever and ever. Not the pleasure of the moment, even if it's the pleasure of the 50 years of living, but if you have to be oved on your midos because you have certain issues in your life, that's wonderful. And thank you, Hashem. Thank you, because working on your midos, purifying them, the tahar libenu, That's something that's going to be of everlasting value forever. So that's worth more than the 50 minutes of pleasure, than the 50 years of pleasure that you had. Okay, there's so many things to think about, the gratefulness, to think about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right, there's nothing wrong with thinking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. When Hashem says to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim twice a day, that's a minimum. But if you, and it sounds funny, you're going to laugh, and anybody would laugh. That's the Chaim Zalbo. This is such a wonderful sefer. Because if I tell someone, take a walk today, think about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not Pesach today. I'm not sitting by the Seder. Why should I think about Yetzias Mitzrayim? But it's not true. On Tizkeres Yom Tzeis Chom Yeretz Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha. And again, according to the Chaim Zalbovos, you're supposed to turn it around and feel grateful for Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? There's multi layers. You can think about Yetzias Mitzrayim as a valuable avoda in and of itself, because you see, it's a mitzvah. I mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's amuna, right? It's mechazek amuna, because Yetzias Mitzrayim, as the Chinuch puts it, was the coming out of Hashem as the master of all, as the master of Teva, as the boss, as Kol Yochol, as Char V'Onesh. All those ideas were embedded in the process that we call Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's all included in Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's why in the mitzvah of Emuna it says Asher Hotzei Sicha Mi'Eretz Mitzrayim, because the Yetzias Mitzrayim was such a major event in terms of Emuna. But according to the Chagos Halavos and the Ramban, Grade and Chumash, it's also the biggest spur for gratefulness to Hashem. So feel grateful to me. That's according to the Ramban. Yeah.
Is thinking changing our thoughts like cognitive behavior therapy, or is it just concentrating on topics like
this? Gratefulness, the Chavis Halvavis promises us, look at the second line in the Perek, Ki rov ha-hefzed v'hatikun b'ma'asim lo yiyeh ki'im machamosan. Most of the value or the ruination of what we do will be based on our thoughts. Now it's true, you have to see to it to... This is the balance every Jew has to make. But according to the Chavis Halvavis, it's more valuable to have the proper thoughts. Again, it can't be at the expense of something else, because the Hashem demanded and required that we do certain deeds. So nothing is at the expense of anything else, but certainly the Chayvus Halvavos, if nothing else, that we're learning for years and years and years, tells us that it's more valuable. What does he say in Shara Avodas Elokim? He says the main value is your thoughts and mind, and your attitude towards Hashem, and your attitude towards mitzvahs. And the mitzvahs are actually a stepping stone. It's like a Galgal HaChozer. The mitzvahs are a stepping stone to have the right attitudes. Your ultimate goal is to have the attitude. That's your ultimate goal. The ultimate value of a Jew, again, you can't say it's valueless to eat matzah without thinking about what it means. You can't say it's totally valueless. But the Chazalot certainly says at many points in the Sefer that the main value of it is what it does to you, how it shapes and forms your awareness of Hashem, your gratitude to Hashem, your Yiras Hashem, your Avas Hashem, your Hakoras Hatov to Hashem. That's really the point. So you start off the Chagavodas. That's what we learn Sharas Avodas Elokim. You start off as a child. The mind is not mature yet. We don't like to talk about when it matures finally, if it ever does. We don't like to give a number, but let's assume till 18, right? So therefore the Torah gave Masim, because the mind isn't mature yet to have all these thoughts. But you teach the person as he gets older that the value of the Masim is in the thoughts. Then he starts having the thoughts, and then the Masim feed into the mind, and the mind feeds into the mice, and it works both ways. But the main goal is the thoughts. Bringing it home to Shayichon Hamaisa. Again, this is purely a thought, because again, people can go through their whole life doing mitzvahs and they'll get some schar, but they wasted the main goal if they never think about their doing it, because it's the will of Hashem, which is what Shayichon Hamaisa is about. Not because of what their neighbor thinks, not because of what their spouse thinks, not because nothing. The purity, right? The Chavis Halavis is a man of extremes. Absolute mitzvahs is doing it because Hashem said to do it, and that will guard you. It'll come in handy when the Sionos pop up, and when other things pop up, when taivas pop up, when convenience pops up, when pleasure pops up. Then it comes in handy because you're focused. You have your eye on the ball. Valdia molcholarik. That's how he talks. Don't waste all of your efforts and all of your mesiris nefesh. Don't waste it. The waste of it. Right? You go to Shemayim and you find out that you're getting 10 cents on the dollar, and you go, oh man, can I go back down again? He says you can go back down again, but you're going to forget everything you learned. Really, really. So he doesn't have to be talking about the same thing. Lurik would mean if you're a blank and you're just doing it robotically. Tirchachal sheker could mean you're doing it because your neighbor's looking at you. So that would be sheker. Kamoshe kosev in Yeshaya, loma tishkulu kesev v'loy lechem, v'yegeachem b'lo l'sova. You're spending money and you're not getting bread. You're working and you're not getting satiated. What does it mean? It means, you're walking, talking the talk, and you're missing the main value of it. Balta Salon, don't ignore what I'm trying to tell you. Don't think it's either poshut or it's ridiculous and no one does this and how can you do it. Kikvar kibatzli lecha b'shar hazeh, I have collected for you in this shar, kol sharoshe mafsideh ha-maisav ha-miyuchadim l'alikim, all the thoughts that will try to get into your head to pull you away from doing the Ratzon Hashem. And I elaborated, b'tachas kol shorish mehem anofim, the shorish is the root, anofim is the branches, kemat she'en lehem keitz, because I just gave you examples, but there's many, many more. Al kirat tzorach lihishomer mehem b'chol yichol tucha. Ulayim asecha sholim leilokim umyuchad l'shmo. I don't know, maybe even if once in our lives we do something purely because it's the Ratzon Hashem, the schar is so boundless and nitzchi is, that's enough, right? Because you have to work on this. It doesn't happen when you walk out of this room. It's a avoda, right? So maybe it was okay. Like after years of work, we did something purely lishma. Nobody else knew about it. And I was thinking, I'm doing it because I'm grateful to Hashem for making me, for giving me life, existence. He will have great pleasure from it. Just like you act, the truth is, he's saying, act at least the way you do in your personal things in Olam Hazeh. What do? You look for sales, right? You look for value. Right, you look at value. We peruse the newspapers because we're looking for value. So we should look for value in our mitzvahs too. You check out maybe Consumer Reports. You want a good refrigerator. You want a good value, and you talk to neighbors, right? But by mitzvahs, we should do the same thing. What's the most value? What's a good solid mitzvah? Far and removed from the things that ruin the mitzvahs, the thoughts that are in our heads. Ziyuf is a forgery, meaning we're not doing it for the right reason. The zach, clear min habilbol. The kivin shatos is abinyam olam chahakola. You do that when you're picking a refrigerator, or when you're looking for a dress, or you're even picking out a school. Put so much work into that. Kol shein shetasek kiflayim, at least twice as much you should do in something that's going to determine your soul and your value of your soul forever and ever and ever and ever, which we don't even like to think about because it gives us a headache. Uvamesh et eskarbo elo alokim, what brings you closer to Hashem? Because that's ultimately what it's all about. Vani kirvas alokim li tov, how close are we to Hashem? Vishtadel bekochecha, try, lezakech ma'asecha, to purify your deeds. Ve'im yimat, even, this is, I don't know, he says, this is not a psak halacha, it's a concept, but it's something, do less with more thought. By davening, I will say it even as a psak halacha. You have 20 minutes, because that's your situation in life, daven less and concentrate more, and people feel funny, they want to daven more, even if it means concentrating less, or anything we do. So I won't say it applies to tzedakah. Give less tzedakah, because the less or the more, because the less or the more is not going to determine your kavana. He's talking about when there's this conflict, when doing more is going to take away from your thoughts. And he says, he's a very bold statement, v'shtadol b'kochach olazakech ma'asecha, to purify your actions through thought. Then you might, even if it means you're going to do less. Yoser more mimasha shedadel shiyeh rav. Davening comes to mind. Saying tilim comes to mind. It's very, I'll say more, but you can't have so much kavana. You don't know what the words mean anymore. Do less and think more, rather than do more and think less. Ki hama'at hazach hu rav. Paste that on your refrigerator. The smaller, purer act is not at all smaller. It's bigger. Hamiyut hazach hu rav. That's really a lot. A bus of a dom, we think in terms of kamus. How much did I do? How much did I cover? How many things did I do? He's saying that's not Hashem's scale. Hashem's scale is the tahir v'beinu of the chab emes. Hashem's scale is how pure was it? For harav habilti zach hu ma'at. A beautiful phrase. Hamat hazach, the pure more minimal amount. Hu rav is in reality greater. For harav habilti zach hu ma'at. Vembo toelis. Very strong words. For koshkein shiyia ma'asecha miuto uzirusu bilti zach lelokim. I don't want to talk about it, he says, if you're doing a little and it's not even zach. I don't even want to talk about that. Be zoher, make sure that you don't just mess yourself up. And he gives a marshal from a type of bird, like a bird that the pasuk describes it, she'oledes habeit, so it lays an egg, u'mechamemes also al pnei ha'oretz, but it ruins it when it lays it. It drops it onto the ground. Mimiuch mirasa osa, because it doesn't. It laid the egg, but then it doesn't do anything. It doesn't watch it. Achi afsidu shor balechayim. Other balechayim come, and they ruin it. Viloteas efroach, and therefore it can't hatch. It gets ruined. The egg. Kamoshe omer akosav. It's a pasuk in Iov Knaf Renonim. That's the name of the bird, Ne'elosa. She's a happy-go-lucky bird. Im Evra Chasida Venatza. What the pasuk is, Kitazo Loretz Beitzeha. It leaves the eggs on the ground. It doesn't sit on it, watching it, warming it. Pal Ofer Techomeim, and it just assumes it's going to get heated by the earth. And it goes away, the tishkach, and it forgets about the egg. Ki regal ha'ovrim tzura, all these animals walking by are going to step on it. The sharinian, and that's the whole pasuk says. So he says, don't be like, guard what you do. That's what his point is. Don't let it go to waste. V'kvar shibach ha'chocham mishu be'epech inyan zeh, the pasuk praises someone who's the opposite. Bizarizuso, Behishtadluso, Hatova Ba'olamo.
thinks about what he does. But Tivonu live chombo, b'lilmol mimah, say you'll learn from him. V'mucholah sheberamosim, ka'amro lechel namala otzel. Go to the ant, rei d'racheha, b'chakeim, tochen b'chayetz lachmo, ogur b'kosu macholah. The point is, it's thinking. That's the point. That's how the Chavis Halvavus. We understand the pasuk that it's just praising. There's reasons of the ant that it's not lazy, but he's saying it's because it's saving. That's how the Gemara describes it. It's saving its food. It's thinking. It's planning. That's what the Chavis Halvavus wants to bring out from it. It's not empty-headed. We don't know what the ant is instinct, but to learn from the ant to plan, think. And if we think about Olam Haba. I mean, we say in Pirkei Avos, Olam Hazeh is a prose door, and Olam Haba is the traklin, right? But, you know, Olam Hazeh is a big Olam with so many things going on, and there's the Merkaz Mischari, and there's people going and people coming, and there's so many things happening, and it's such a full life. Baruch Hashem, Hashem created such an amazing, interesting world, and computers and blogs and news and things happening and stores, and there's always something to do, and it's all just a prose door. It's all really,
if we think about it, our mindset is that this is the passageway to get to the main hall, and that's the marshal. You go in the passageway, and there's a lot of things there that are going to make you forget about that you're headed to the main hall. Right? They try to get you to stop and stay in the hall and just focus on the hall, and then by the time you get to the main traklin, it's closed. It's already 2 in the morning, it's closed up. And you wasted your time in the hall because there was a picture show, and there was a juggler and a comedian, and you know, so then you get to the end of the, it's closed and you're starving, you didn't get any food. Just walk through the chocolate. Everything I've said here is a drop in the bucket. Don't get nervous because Perek Hay was so long. Don't get disgusted and leave the shir. That's not what he means, you think? Kikifi Milas Chashivas Hamalachos. This is such a beautiful sentence. It's a rule in life. Based on the value of what you have to do, you hapagom hakorim osam. It's fair. Things, there's nisyonos. As the value of something rises, the difficulty to be kona it also rises. The more valuable something is, the more difficult it is to be kona it. That you learn Chavis Halvavus, maybe it's not so difficult because you're focused and you know what to think about and you know what to work on. But that's what he says. He says such beautiful phrases in this parak. Kifi milos chashivas hamalachos yiyu hapagorim hakorim osam. And we know every time you read a newspaper, it's dangerous. The newspaper doesn't talk about Hashem. The newspaper talks about cause and effect. Why a war broke out, why the stocks went up, why the stocks went down. Nothing to do with Hashem. And it enters our minds because we read a newspaper every day. We get used to the idea that things happen because of causes. Umechkarenu b'sefer hazeh. Ein ma'alos v'chashivus u'nelemes v'misha meivin. If you learn Chavis Halvavus, he says, the importance and the chashivus you won't be able to ignore. It's a great sefer, he says. Halakim yusimenu min ashleimim imo va'osim l'shmo ha'godol barachmav amen. So we did finish the shah. So what are we doing?